2008. Coming up on the program today, armpit sniffers, puckered starfishes, and one mother's bold proclamation, I don't want my cunt turds no more. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you, ending the week with the Big Friday program. Thank you guys so much for checking out the podcast. Have a great show for you today. Hey, are you guys into apple pie crotch eating? Maybe full face bean dunking? Have I got a website for you? Meet Messy Kelly at messykelly.com. Oh, she's a dirty girl. Here's what the website says about apple pie crotch eating. Imagine a girl eating right out of your lap. Slurping, sucking, and her face covered in goo before you even have a chance to do it to her. Messy Kelly makes your fantasy come true in this scene. How many guys could possibly be into apple pie crotch eating? Talk about a niche website, and as if that isn't bad enough. Yes, she does do bean dunking. The description is, I'm sure that at some point in your life, there's been a girl that you would love to dunk face first into a huge bowl of baked beans just to teach her a lesson. Well, Messy Kelly has been bad, and she needs to be taught who's the boss. You tease her as she begs not to be dunked into the cold mess, but you don't listen. You turn Kelly into a messy baked bean disaster. Here's another video description. What starts off as a little ice cream scene turns into a banana fuckfest. First, we froze poor Messy Kelly with a couple gallons of frozen treat. Then we creamed all over her face. Then we pulled out the bananas, which Kelly proceeded to suck and fuck like mad. Unpeeled bananas go right in her snatch. Then she pushes it out. Damn nice. What an awesome girl. There you go. That's Messy Kelly for you. Thank you very much, Ryan, for sending that in. I've got audio. This is a great clip. This is some sort of foreign funeral. And the guys are lowering the casket into the ground, and something snaps, and the coffin tumbles into the hole upside down, and people start flipping out. It's great. Wait, this is the exact moment where it drops. I love this woman screaming. There's just one woman who's just flipping out. Ah! sounds like an animal. Calm down. He's already dead. He's not going to get hurt. Oh, Jesus. I've got a new video here. This was posted on YouTube, but it's like Japanese fetish porn in, who sent this in? QAZ. I don't know how to pronounce that. Kaz. Thanks for sending this in. It's Japanese spit porn. It's two girls spitting on each other, and one of the girls utters a sound that really rivals Jagu. Take a listen. Spit one. Why are these girls breathing like that? You're just spitting on each other. All right, here it comes.
Baka! 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 Baka!
I wonder what the hell that means. There you go. Two Japanese girls spitting on one another. Finally, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, Ryan sent me a link to a YouTube video featuring our good friend CB Walker. Surprise, surprise, in this video clip, things aren't going well for poor CB. He continues to get prank calls and even gets a celebrity call. Take a listen.
And says we don't want that, so they ain't gonna come on calling through here. They ain't gonna get through. Let's take our first call here. Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm quite well. How are you?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. They have been answered immediately.
I got a question for you. Good afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a fool. As you can hear, he calling here asking me questions. That's not how this works here.
Weeks.
You call here, you say, look here, I need help, and I will help you. Don't call here with no foolishness here. I told you already, I ain't feeling too good. I ain't gonna put up with it this week.
Is he ever feeling good?
I ain't gonna do it.
I just love, if you ever seen one of these CB Walker videos on YouTube, I would say about 3/4 of the screen, it's all blue, it's just the background. And then at the very bottom, you see his head, like the camera's not even focused on him. He's in this frame, but he's way, way down at the bottom. You just see his little head and his scarf.
Deep breath. Oh my goodness. Jesus is the rockin' weary land. Good evening.
Good morning.
It's evening.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you? What's that?
Arnold's checking
Dude,
back in.
What's wrong? Go on somewhere, please. Please. I don't have time for this here.
What? I think you do have time for this, CB. What else are you going to be doing? You'd think after doing the show for like 2 or 3 years and not getting one serious call, you'd hang it up by now.
Good evening. Yeah, I'll tell you what I want to know. Good evening. My mother what? My mother what? This is the worst. I've had some bad evenings here. This goes down in history as the worst one. The phones are screwed up. Uh-huh. You got people calling here. I ain't helped one person yet. Is there anybody out there that's going to kill themselves? Whatever happened to those people? What's going on in New York City? Don't nobody want to kill themselves no more? Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
My favorite all-time CB Walker moment is when it was medicated and he was having an allergic reaction. He started spitting up.
Good evening. Yeah. How many are there? Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I want a second reading, my friend.
And I'd like to help you with that.
Can I take a dildo?
People getting me angry here. Tired of myself. Oh my goodness. No one told me about this hill. You damn fools. Yes.
Do you need help?
What?
You on crack?
What's
wrong with you, crackhead?
This goddamn shit. This fucking medication, ladies. I got to go. How I get off this damn thing?
And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com, it is a great time to sign up. Yesterday we had an exclusive show. Day before that was an extended program. Day before that was another exclusive bonus episode. Last weekend we did a weekend podcast for you freaks. Today, or actually tomorrow, will be a weekend video cast for you featuring a lot of the things we talked about today. The funeral, a casket mishap, plus a bunch of like handicapped people falling down. And I'm finally going to post the Sextastic Tuesday video that I promised you. It's this really cracked out video, I don't know, from the 60s or 70s. It's like a Sextastic Tuesday story come to life. So if you're a member of the Sideshow, look forward to that. If not, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. First story we have comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
It's a short one, but it's pretty good. A 24-year-old woman is facing felony charges after deputies say she left three young children outside in the rain near a convenience store while she tried to buy beer. I don't see anything wrong with that. Bitch is just trying to get her buzz on. Anna Godinez, who gave a general delivery address on her arrest report, was arrested and charged with three counts of child neglect. Arrest reports say a store clerk told deputies that Godinez entered the Shell station to buy a six-pack of Bud Light, leaving three children outside in the parking lot unattended. Like, if you're just going to buy beer, how long does that take? 1 to 2 minutes? I don't really consider that neglect. It was probably like 80 or 90 degrees anyways down in Florida. The rain will cool the kids off. And it's not like she didn't have her children leashed to a bike rack, because she did, like a responsible parent. Okay, she was a little tipsy and forgot the combination lock to get them free, but still, her heart was in the right place. The children, aged 5, 2, and 1, were dirty and standing in the rain. Well, the rain would have at least cleaned them off a little bit, right? Alright, the clerk told deputies that she chided Godinez or whatever for leaving the children outside, to which Godinez replied, "I don't want them anymore anyways." I'm sorry, it's a little too late to have an abortion. At least under current laws. When I become president, things will be different. It doesn't make sense. Abortions themselves are flawed to begin with, and I'll tell you why. Get ready to get schooled. Say, for instance, I go to the electronics store and pick out a brand new television set. Something fancy. Like a 17-inch. I don't know. But when I bring it home, I notice the picture isn't as clear as the display unit. Maybe it's not as bright or something, and it doesn't work with my home theater system. So what do? I bring it back. Now, the way abortions work is you have to decide if you want it before you actually have it. What kind of sense does that make? None. That's why, if I'm president, I am going to sign into law post-term abortions. This gives new parents a three-month window to give the baby a try. If they don't like it, they can terminate the pregnancy. Then they can try again and hope that the next model's better. Just another reason to vote for Tim Henson. Tim Henson, mandatory euthanasia for the elderly and post-term abortions. Ting! Second story we have for you today. A Singaporean man...
I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
There's someone who definitely wants a post-term abortion, Alec Baldwin. You know what that means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
Hugh Hefner's girlfriend gave him a chocolate mold of her ass for his birthday. The 82-year-old Playboy magazine mogul, oh, the storybook life that he has led. A fucking fantasy. Who has three live-in lovers, was thrilled to receive the elaborate chocolate starfish from his girlfriend, Kendra. She said, "We gave him chocolate body parts. We molded our body parts and gave it to him. And he ate them all. I molded my butt so I could call it a chocolate starfish. It was white chocolate, and I put a dark chocolate little thing right in the middle." Appetizing. Kendra, who lives in the Playboy Mansion with Hugh's other lovers, Holly and Bridget, also revealed Pamela Anderson performing a naked birthday dance was the ideal gift for Hugh. She explained, "I think it was the perfect surprise for him. Come on, Pamela Anderson walking out naked with a cake? What could get better than that?" Holly added to Us Weekly magazine, "I felt like I shouldn't look because I know her, and she walked out naked. So I was, like, looking around trying not to look at her." Shut up. Don't speak. Just be naked for Hugh. I wonder which one of the three girlfriends is the brain of that operation. Or is it a case of the blind whore leading the blind whore leading the blind whore? That's your Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition tonight. Final story we have for you today. A Singaporean man with an armpit-sniffing fetish has been sentenced to 14 years in prison and 18 strokes of the cane, which to me seems a little excessive. I mean, again, if you were approached by a dude who just buried his face in your armpit and smelled, sure, it's annoying and it's a little creepy, but he's really not hurting you. It's a fun story to tell. Guess what happened to me today? Mohammed Ismail Arfin, 36, was convicted of molesting 23 females. Molesting, really? For sniffing someone's armpit? Ranging in age from 9 to their 50s. Community court judge James Leong imposed preventative detention, a jail term for prisoners with no chance of parole. This dude is fucked! Just for smelling armpits? The court was earlier told Mohammed stalked his victims and followed them into elevators, staircase landings, or their homes. In some cases, he restrained them. Okay, well, that's a little much. Here's the thing. Everyone has an armpit. If you have an armpit fetish, wouldn't you get off just sniffing your own armpits? Probably get bored with that after a while, huh? Want some foreign, strange, exotic armpits to sniff? I don't know, armpit sniffing is pretty gross, but it's right up there with the foot fetish thing. And, you know, guys' feet are the worst, because guys are just, I don't know, their feet are peeling and their toes are gross, toenails are yellow. At least, like, with women's feet, they're, you know, normally if you get a cute girl, they're a little more petite, and if she takes care of her feet, getting pedicures and painting them, you know, that is not quite as bad as the monstrosity that is male feet. I couldn't get around any feet at all. All right, he was also guilty of fondling a 13-year-old. Well, now that I can understand going to prison for. Fingering a 13-year-old? Not for sniffing their armpits, though. He also exposed himself to a 53-year-old cleaner. Most action that cleaner has gotten in years. Probably not that pretty. Following a report from a housewife that a man had smelled her armpit on January 3rd, police took a semen swab at the scene. Oh, wait, why was there semen on the scene if he was just sniffing her armpit? There's something this news report isn't telling us, which led them to Mohammed. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky diggies.
Hi, Tim. This is one of your loyal, longtime lady listeners. Ooh. And I just had a you-know-you're-a-freak-win moment.
Okay.
I was watching the Fox Reality Channel, and they had, I guess as you affectionately call them, window lickers. And they were children with Down syndrome running a race. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the kids falls down.
Up with Downs.
And the other ones who were about to pass him stop and pull him up, and they all run to the finish line together, and it says, "We're all in this together." Now, this should have been a beautiful, touching moment, but I burst out laughing.
It's like, not a beautiful moment for freaks.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so screwed up. But I just wanted to let you know, I'm pressing charges.
Thank you very much. Next up.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
This is Aaron from Paperback Radio.
You're whispering, you're creepy.
I just want to tell you that I signed up for the sideshow. and I am not disappointed at all. Chagoo, Tim.
See? Chagoo. When you whisper, it's creepy.
Hey, Tim, this is Richard. I was just calling to let you know that I'm trying to move your agenda forward. I was on the Dave Ramsey show. He has a television show, and they were doing a special show about something called Stupid Tax, and I was participating in it, and it's going to air this Friday. And at the end of the conversation, he said, all right, I'll see you later, Richard. And I said, jigoo! So you guys might want to check that out. I think it's on the Fox Business Network this Friday. Talk to you later.
Oh! You got. If anyone is watching this or has watched it, please tape it, or at least audio tape it. It would be great if you could, you know, record it somehow. I would love to see that happen.
Hey, Tim, Reverend John from New Jersey. My last call got cut off, so I'm going to say it again. I sent you an email about a week back. It had a subject line of Batman's ass. It had some funny song files from the singer I never heard you play. I also included some pictures of how I've been spreading the distortion since I literally can't afford to spend money on the sideshow. When I pay my rent and such like that, I stamp it with Distorted View and the little saying underneath, and that's how I've been spreading the distortion.
If you can't afford to sign up for the sideshow, you can at least help spread the distortion.
And one final thing. What Precious Taff was quoting was actually from a book. I don't remember the name of the book off the top of my head, but I actually looked it up on Google Books. And you could read the play or...
Yeah, it's from a play or something. Very interesting.
Hey, Tim. It's the Careless... Cum Guzzling Careless Fairy in Washington. Oh. And I just wanted to let you know that I was flipping through this morning's USA Today. And in Section 4... Section E, page 4, they list on their this week's Platinum Picks under New on DVDs. Mandingo has made it as their top pick.
Black Mandingo,
and they give it a 3-star rating, which is fairly good for them. So, and I highly recommend people go out and buy Mandingo.
Yeah, David from TLA Raw emailed me to say yes, he was the one that sent me that copy of Feed, and they made a mistake, and it is actually an R-rated film, not an X-rated film.
Hey, Tim, Sean here.
Hi, Sean.
You know what? When you get elected president, you can appoint this Judge Kaczynski, the bestiality judge, to the Supreme Court.
Wouldn't
that be great?
Absolutely.
Also, how's this for a slogan? Tim Henson 08, if you're going to suck a dick, suck a dick.
That's right.
Later.
Yeah, Alexis K. Tyler is going to be in the White House with me in some capacity. I don't know, maybe vice president? If worse comes to worse, she could be my cleaning lady. Entirely racist about it. She can be my sassy black cleaning lady in the White House. Be just like a sitcom. Oops.
Hey, Tim. Fucked our teacher here. I thought that the guy who got slapped his mom on Dr. Phil sounded just like Hunter Alexander. And not to mention the fact that I sent you an email that had a link to a YouTube video called The Great Dolomite Charlie Brown. And
yes.
You haven't played that, so you need to play that audio. It's fucking hilarious. And I can't believe you didn't play that. I mean, I fucking trusted you.
Very good. I apologize if I don't respond to emails, if you are asking me a question, or if you sent a good link or something. I'll tell you right now, I have my Windows live mail inbox open right now. I have exactly 21,000 unread messages. 21,000. I'm not misspeaking. Most of them, is spam. I have 12,837 unread emails in my junk email folder. I really need to find a good way of, dealing with spam. Have you guys heard of SpamNet? I think that's the name of it. That was one program that worked really well, and it doesn't work with Windows Live Mail. I think I'm going to just switch over again to Thunderbird. The only reason I'm using Live or Windows Mail to begin with is because I had to import a bunch of emails, and Windows Mail was the only one that was able to do it. But I don't care about that shit anymore. I think I'm gonna just get Thunderbird, sign up for that SpamNet service, and hopefully that'll work. That's my project this weekend, along with posting that video cast. A couple more here.
What's up, Tim ass? Matt Quizzy on California. Jigoo to you.
Jigoo.
I got a couple of baby jokes that hopefully won't suck as bad as the last batch of them.
Okay.
All right, what's the best way to put a baby in the blender? Feed first so you can see the expression. What's the best part about fucking a 5-year-old? Your dick looks so much bigger when it's in her hand. What's the worst part about being a three-year-old?
I don't know. Hello? Apparently nothing. And finally today...
Tim, it's time to get to work on the OA campaign. We need to pick you a VP. I'm thinking Satan, maybe?
Oh, Satan.
Satan or Alexis.
Yes.
Either way, it'll work.
Great minds think alike.
And your new campaign slogan, mate, should be, he may be a careless fairy, but at least he's not black.
Yes, that is a winning slogan right there. That, my friends, is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it no God?
People get me angry here.
I can listen to him spit up over and over again all day long. Vote for us a podcast, Dolly. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you want to help me out, find some funny audio or video, send it along to me, show@distortedview.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Feels good, doesn't it?